millionaire right now. Right? Did you ever feel like you missed a boat like that?
My mic. Okay. Hi. That's what we get for fucking around. Hi. Welcome to the Love Bite.
Am I on?
You're on. You're
I'm
there.
On. Yay.
Get closer. I can't hear you. Not in my headphones anyway.
I really can't.
Are you hearing her, Nick? I'm sorry. We're doing a little technical shit here.
I'm not hearing that microphone. Let me see. You've got it in the box that you're connected in? Right there? You got
it both plugged? Jeremy set it up.
Set it up?
Hi. Welcome to Technical Snafu and the Love Bite. And here at Skid Row Studios, fuck you. We do what we want. I don't know. We're figuring this out. Maybe this is not going to work. Oh, whatever. We'll just keep going. So anyway, here we are. I'm Mistress. That's who I am. And we're with Subgirl.
Hi.
Or, you know, Jen, whatever the fuck you want to call her. And then down at my
whore.
Slut. Filthy
Sorry.
Fucking cum slut.
Oh, yeah.
And then down at my feet, we've got Nancy, which I don't know if you're going to be able to hear her or not. That might not happen. Today, we're going to talk about dirty talk. That's what we're going to talk about. And I think that the reason that it's relevant away from just general vanilla sex is that I think that kinky fuckers do dirty talk in a very different way. And we're going to kind of discuss how we do this. And the reason we have Jen on is because she's kind of she's a dirty, dirty fucking whore. But she also is a self.
I get excited when you say that. Just, I'm like, there's going to be a lot of chair wiggling.
Woo,
going on
we have
here.
Chair wiggling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'll be talking about all sorts of things from what qualifies as dirty talk, which can literally be anything, all the way up to kind of what we personally enjoy. I also put it out there to people for what they personally enjoy. So we have a lot of insight. And then, of course, you know, I Googled it. So some of that is bullshit, by the way. There's a Cosmo article on dirty talk that just fucking made me laugh. Here, hold on. Take this. So that's what we got. We got dirty talk.
This thing turned red.
I don't know what that means.
That usually means that there's a call.
Oh, wow. Fuck, it's early.
See, because Subgirl is sitting in what's usually my seat.
I am.
You have to be really close.
This is different.
Yeah. Fuck, I gotta turn my phone down. Hi, everybody. Fuck.
I feel like I'm so, like, I feel like you guys are, like, awesome at dirty talk, and I'm just, like, here, like, learning, because I am not okay. I am not good at the dirty talk.
I love that we have this dynamic here, because the question then, of course, is, why don't you feel that you're good at it? Is it a lack of practice? Is it a lack of trying, you know? Or it's just a comfortability thing?
Jeremy's going to come back right now to sort out that microphone.
Cool. We're cool for now. All right. Do we have a call?
It was Jeremy.
Okay.
It was Jeremy.
That's awesome. We love Jeremy. So first, I you know, as soon as Jen can put her phone down.
No, I'm trying to tweet, just so it's my last tweet.
That's
of
cool.
The,
and
of
and
the
you
thing.
Know what? We do have very strict instructions right here on the table for our guests to let them know to tweet and Facebook their appearances on Skid Row.
Listen live.
They're very strict around here.
Yeah, we are. We are so. I mean, you don't even want to know the permits we had to pull to have fisting. It was such a big fucking deal here. I mean, and, you know, we have other things coming up. But anyway, I want to talk to you.
Please.
About what your evolution of dirty talk and what you think is dirty talk and kind of what is it, what's too far? What's not far enough?
Oh, I've never even contemplated there being a too far. The evolution started with just as in my late teens and early 20s and my sex life, there was always dirty things going on in my head. Mm. I just, as a young woman, you know, you're embarrassed, or is your partner going to think you're weird, or, you know, you have all of those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But then over the years, as almost everyone knows, I've been married for just over 15 years, and, you know, you got to spice things up. And so it just kind of, over the years, it was like, it would go from, like, you know, he would say to me, oh, does that feel good? You know, it would kind of start with little things and, oh yeah, that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just slowly evolved. most of it was very organic. It wasn't like I had to say, well, this is something that turns me on. The only thing that we did actually talk about at one point was the use of daddy during sex.
Which you like.
Oh,
you should
God.
See the look on her face. She's like fucking smiling like God. A goddamn chipmunk.
And what's interesting is early in our marriage, maybe we'd been married. This is probably 13 years ago. We were having sex and he said something to me like, you know, do you like it when daddy fucks you like this? And I totally like freaked out and kind of shut down. And I didn't say anything to him about it. I never said anything to him about it, but I think he sensed that and he never brought it up again. Uh-huh. Then fast forward 10 years and it became kind of like a fetishy thing for me. And so I brought it up. I said, do you remember, you know, years ago? And he said he didn't remember. I don't know. And I was like, that would really turn me on. And he was like, I think that's really hot. And I was like, yay. And then it just became incorporated into our sex life. And it's a very, like you said earlier about one partner wanting to objectify and the other partner wanting to be objectified. That's absolutely what goes on. And we implement the way that he talks to me and I talk to him. It's a very, he says that I'm most submissive in the bedroom. And I think that's probably true. I'm very sexually submissive.
Oh, man. Damn. That's a fucking show I want to see again.
I do like that show. I do like the live porn at Jen's house. Oh. Can we do that?
Yeah,
I like this. So,
waxing party.
We have the waxing party and then the porn. Can we have waxing and porn? Can this happen?
We can, and maybe Monopoly too. We keep
yes.
talking about that
oh,
too.
Please.
Well, and then if we're doing that, we have to do ramen.
Of course.
Of course. Because we missed the ramen fest.
We didn't miss the ramen fest. Yes. I have ramen recipe. You
that know, like nope. breaks my heart.
We're going to do it. We'll do it.
It'll happen.
And I'll talk to my husband about the
So one of the things that caught my attention is that for you it was organic. It's something that happened over a long time. And I think that because it was introduced slowly, essentially, you know, you were able to adapt to it at each turn. Whereas there are people nowadays that ask, how do you dirty talk? And they don't, you know, the answer is, you know, you say, oh, it's easy, but it's easy for you because, you know, you've been doing it for, you know, 10, whatever years. But for them who are coming straight in, you can't go from, you know, 0 to 100 miles an hour, like overnight. And a lot of this is 100 miles an hour kind of shit, which it takes a lot of getting used to. You know, it's one thing to kind of watch a porn or watch people have sex and hear things like, you know, you're my dirty fucking cum slut and I'm going to fucking rape your face, you know, which
yes.
it's one thing to watch it. But then when you're doing it and you're like, you're a dirty little cum slut, you know, you feel like a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Or, and not even the giggle, but it's like, you just don't, it doesn't feel real because it doesn't feel like it's coming from the core of you.
Right. And I think that's why you can't force it. I think it's the sort of thing that maybe you have to start with very slowly and let it be organic. You know, it doesn't have to be you're a dirty fucking cum slut and I'm going to rape your face.
You guys make it look very natural, though.
But it is because it's evolved over the years. But what I'm saying is it didn't start with, oh, by the way, that's working now. Congratulations. It didn't start with you're a dirty fucking cum slut and I'm going to rape your face. It started with, you know, do you like that? And I'd be like, yeah, that feels good. You know, it started very just kind of us talking to each other during sex. It wasn't necessarily dirty. It was just kind of talking, you know, oh, do you like how my cock feels in you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that feels good. You know, or, you know, and then I would tell him what I wanted. You know, I want you to go harder. I want you to go slower. I want you to go faster, you know, make it hurt a little bit, you know, and then it just slowly starts evolving.
Yeah. And for me, I think a lot of it boils down. There's several components, I think, to anything to do with this. And a dirty talk is, you know, you're talking about sex, you're talking about play, whatever it is, because sometimes dirty talk falls really into a play category, especially if you're doing kind of role playing and the daddy mommy thing that can be very role play-ish. You know, you could do whatever, you know, rape fantasies without even doing a full kind of pro villain rape scene. You could do a lot of rape fantasies, which I would put under the dirty talk category.
Absolutely.
And maybe I'm expanding dirty talk beyond what that it should be, but whatever, I'm doing what the fuck I want.
Wait. Does do like moans and like sounds, does that also count as dirty talk?
No, that just counts as sex. I mean, there should be moans and
God,
sounds.
There should be. Who not the fuck is quiet? Who just eating later wow. and not do anything?
That's a bad
that's
sign.
Bad
Let's not do that.
Yeah, no
ever.
No silence. There has
fuck.
To be something.
God, that depresses me.
I know. It makes me sad.
All right. So now that we've understood that we're all very, you know, auditory, let's move on. For me, a huge component of it is intent. It is intent, and it is kind of where it is coming from and what the end result is. So, for example, you know, you can, if it's, whether it's about, you know, you just having an orgasm or whatever, or it's about the control and the dynamic of that moment, you said you never feel more submissive than you do during sex.
Correct.
And I think that that's when that moment can really be highlighted, can really, you know, you can go to the juxtaposing sides in order to really kind of bring that moment to a peak. Whereas in reality, maybe the two of you are not that juxtaposed, you know? But
well, and for us, I mean, it, you know, we struggle with a power exchange dynamic in our marriage, but in the bedroom, it's just a non-issue. I mean, it's just so natural and so organic in the bedroom. And it is different outside the bedroom. Everyone knows that. But in the bedroom, it just comes naturally to us. Right. So, yeah, but I, yeah.
Well, it looks like we have a call. Hi, and welcome to the Love Bite.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you? What's up?
Great. Did you introduce your guest today? That's my first question.
I did.
You can totally
say what you want, but I introduced my fucking guest, and I introduced my fucking guest that other day. So you can just fuck off. What do you have to say?
You would love that. I know you would.
Yeah.
So we're talking about dirty talk. I have a comment.
Yes, please.
I have run into that situation where people have a hard time dirty talking. They can do anything else, do everything else, but they just can't dirty talk.
Right.
And some of the easiest ways I've gotten them to start to dirty talk is say, okay, let's start with the basics. You know, what's between your leg or what's on your chest? You know, get them comfortable saying, actually saying out loud those words instead of typing it or texting it, and then have them put together phrases, and next thing you know, you got them dirty talking. You can't get them to shut the fuck up.
Excellent.
I think that's very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll enjoy listening. So you ladies have a great day.
Thanks so much. You too, hon.
Bye-bye.
It really took everything in me not to actually say his real name because I knew who that was. But I was like, I don't know what else to call him. So I'm going to say thanks, hon.
No, I think that was very good advice. Yeah. You know, talking with someone and, you know, just even like he said, if it's someone who can't even say the word, you know, oh, my pussy or oh, my tits or your cock or whatever, that's a great way to start to get them comfortable. And then just talk about how it feels and what you want.
You know,
it doesn't have to start with this extreme, no. Oh, daddy, I love it when you fuck me and I'm going to bring a friend home from school for you. I mean, that's...
Wow, that's hot.
Oh, you have... you guys don't even know. The stuff that goes on in our bedroom, it's immoral and probably illegal. It's bad.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, and I think that to his point was that you don't have to start really big. And if you're not comfortable with it, additionally, sometimes it can be a challenge when you're starting with a new partner and you are, you know, again, as you said in the beginning, you know, they're going to think that I'm a fucking freak if I say this shit. And it's one of those, you can really start little with, you know, kind of how it feels or for me, I think that dirty talk can happen 24/7. It doesn't have to just happen during sex, you know, cause it's all about the seduction. So you can do beforehand, you know, via text or phone or email or whatever. And it's like, you know, I can't wait to feel your cock inside of me. And that's a very simple phrase. It doesn't, you know, mean a lot. Or, you know, I, you know, can't wait to be filled with cum or, you know, whatever. And guys love that shit. Come on.
Cum dripping out of all three of my holes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or you can go, you know, to the next level, you know, daddy, my ass is lonely, you know, and those are ways to do it. And some people are just not fully comfortable. And it has everything to do with the dynamic between the two people.
Absolutely.
And the interesting thing is that this is not on public display. This is something between two people. This is a private experience. So you're not opening yourself up to any sort of public ridicule. You can be whatever you want to be in the confines of that private moment, of that private experience. So if that means that at that moment you want to be a little girl or you want to, you know, you want to be a big, you know, a top or whatever, go ahead.
Go for it. And I think, and you just touched on something, you know, when you're, when you're with a partner, a trusted partner that you have an intimate sexual relationship with, it's like you said, it's not public. It's between the two of you. So there should be that trust that, you know, if I say something and it makes my partner uncomfortable, he or she will tell me, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that, you know, we've screwed up or we've ruined dirty talk. It just means that, okay, we've touched on something that we're not ready for, and let's backtrack a little bit. Let's, you know, go back to the basics in that area.
Yeah, and I say this about limits all the time. I mean, there are limits in dirty talk. I know I've gotten people that I love Mr. McGuire, who said nothing is too far, which made me laugh. Because there are things that are too far. And the truth of the matter is, I'll speak from my own personal experience, what I may like one night, I may not like the next night, because it will have everything to do with my mental state, where I am, where I'm emotionally. And I'm not, you know, I am not beyond being called a dirty fucking whore. That's fine. Go ahead. That's all good. I'm not mistress all the time. It's the way it goes.
Wait, what? You're not?
No.
Well, to me, you are.
I know.
In my world.
Yeah. In your world. In the perfect world.
Yep.
But if I'm going through this barrage of one night of having like really filthy fucking dirty sex, and I'm being called all these names, you know, you fucking slut, whore, whatever, and all that kind of stuff, I may not be into it the next night. I may be right. Like, oh fuck, there's gonna be some balance, and you're the bitch that's gonna be getting my shit, because that's kind of who I am. I mean, I'm not.
I love that tone so much.
I can't. I mean, I you know, it's fun to role play in those moments. And, you know, I'm a woman. Every woman likes to be taken. Let's be honest. I don't like to be in charge all the time, believe it or not. So it's one of those things where, but I don't like to be taken all the time. It'll be like, no, that ain't fucking gonna happen. You wanna do what I say.
That's interesting to me. Because for me, I have no desire to like be on, I just, no. Like it almost is, if I think about it, it's almost like a fearful thing for me to take that role and to be like, here's what you're gonna do, bitch. I just can't with a man. I can't.
It was fearful for me to allow a man to take control my first time. It took a lot of time for me to adjust to being allowed to allowing myself the space to be, for lack of a better term, submissive in that moment. And I still don't qualify it as submissive, but it was for me that's giving up control. And I didn't have control for that moment. And I am able to justify it in my mind because it's a scene. It's role-playing, for lack of a better term. And I can absolutely do that and enjoy it and lose myself in it and come back to where I am and where I'm more comfortable, which is being in control.
Right.
So.
And that's interesting. And you know what? And that brings up another point. Role play. You know, a lot of people talk about their interest in role play, but it's like you said earlier about feeling like, you know, silly saying the words. You can't really get into good role play without being comfortable with talking to each other. It's not going to work. My husband has a fantasy where we are no longer married and we are now with other people. And we meet, and we've said jokingly over the years, if we ever split, like we have such an amazing sex life, we would keep fucking each other. And so, but he takes it a step further where now we're with other people and we're cheating on them with each other. Oh yeah. And in fact, the other night, as everyone knows, I didn't stay at home because there was some issues. And we had gone out to dinner. And when we got back to the house, he had me on the kitchen floor. I sucked his cock for a little bit. And then I got up and I said, you know, I'm going to go back to my mom's. I needed a little bit more space. And he told me that when I left, he said it was so fucking hot that like we weren't sleeping in the same bed together. He had this whole fantasy and now he's like working it out where we meet. He wants us to meet at a hotel and like he wants a backstory where, you know, either, you know, we're either both remarried or in other relationships and we're cheating on our new partners with each other. And oh, yeah.
You need to understand how hot and romantic, I think that is.
You think everything we do is romantic.
I know, right? She has the most twisted fucking thought of romance. That's not fucking romance. That's fucked up.
No.
It's hot, but it's fucked up.
It's not fucked up because, I mean, if you think about it in the world that we live in, you know, I mean, when I say the world that we live in, I mean like just how perverted we are. Mm-hmm. In my world, I think that's totally romantic. I mean, it just... Other people,
well, I know what you're saying. Yeah, to them, romance is like a Valtrex commercial. You know, you're running through the fields together and
exactly. Have it when you want it.
Exactly. And I think that to us, romance is completely redefined.
Right. Yeah.
So things like that, and things like being this close to your feet, and really just wanting to put down the mic and just putting my face on your feet, like that to me is just romantic.
Okay, that's not romantic to me.
That's not romantic. To meet. Well, guys, you know what though? Okay.
What have I lost you?
No.
I mean, it's interesting how that, but see, what is interesting to me is that that would also help define what is dirty talk to you.
Yes.
You know, and this is a big point. Know your partner. You know, some people love to be, you know, told, let me give you a quote that somebody tweeted me that some people would be like, fuck, and yes. And some people would be like, what? Okay, so let me get this going, people. The only thing even close to wrecking your tight, wet cunt is fucking your slick, deep throat, which I want now, bitch. Okay, so, for example, that would be super hot to most people here.
I would like that.
If somebody said that to me, unless I'm feeling like, but the truth of the matter is I can't imagine a scenario when I'd be okay with that. I'd be like, well, I hope you enjoy masturbating tonight because it ain't fucking happening. Because that's me.
Right.
You know,
right.
It, because it's about who's your audience? Who is the person? So, you know, you can't make blanket statements about dirty talk. So, you know, so little Miss Nancy here, who's kneeling before me, you know, for her, anything would, you know, I don't know. You kneel before me and be bound and, you know, that kind of shit, you'd be all
okay,
for
okay, see, but you say it like that and...
I didn't have anything in my head.
No. But here's the thing, mm-hmm. is that when people say what you just read aloud and then they have that tone of like, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. oh, mm-hmm. that's, I think that's what makes it the dirty talk. I think if you don't have that like intent behind mm-hmm. The words don't mean shit.
Well, and that goes back to what we said 15 minutes ago about, you know, oh, fuck me mm-hmm. with your big cocky, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't work. It has to come from kind of an organic place, which is why if it makes you uncomfortable, you kind of have to start with the basics and work your way up, because you're going to feel silly if you're in bed with your partner and you say, let me stick my giant cock in your slick, wet hole or whatever. Yeah. It's not going to.
And I will say from personal experience that dirty talk that misfires ruins the evening. I mean, I can still play along because if I want sex, it's like, you know, let's example, you know, I want to put my big cock in your whatever. And let's say it'd be like, it's not that big, you know, but then, which I might not say out loud, especially to a vanilla. It would be one of those, oh yes, baby, let's do that. And I'm totally rolling my eyes in my head where it's like, can we just have sex please? Because you suck. And I just want to get off now, please.
Totally.
Either that or you need to leave and I could do it myself.
Totally.
Which isn't the same. But
I had a guy, I was young. I must have been 17 or 18 and he was older. He was in his 20s. And I remember he kind of like came in to like kiss me and he growled at me. Like one of those like kind of primal like whatever. And I was, it was just like, womp, womp, womp. Like, and now I would be more opened up, particularly with a partner that I had that sort of relationship with, you know, but at the time, you know, I'm a young kid and this guy growling at me and it was just the biggest turn off. And I think I turned my head and didn't let him kiss him, didn't let him kiss me. And he left shortly thereafter.
Again, I mean, everything, it's about the mood. It's about the moment. It's about and unfortunately that can change in a freaking heartbeat, yep. You know? Anything from he's still fucking wearing his socks, you know, to wow, this is taking a while. You know, any of those things can completely
totally.
And I'm not beyond using dirty talk to get to an end point. I'm not beyond that. It's like, wow, I need to go to bed and oh baby, and then just whatever works.
Absolutely. Well, I'm
keeping it real.
You are so intimidating.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, well, no, both of you are actually. Like, if I was like some dude, like thinking, yes, I want to fuck this woman, and if I was a fly on the wall right now listening to this conversation, holy shit! Like, if you're not like even if you don't even feel like confident in your dirty talk skills, like
no,
shit.
No, real quick. Any man who's listening to this, and you look at your woman and you think she would never. No, every woman has had these thoughts in their head, and every woman has used one of these tools to get to some end point. You just don't know it. And I'm sorry, I'm keeping that as honest as I can. And maybe it's bitchy, but it's true. And don't act like you men don't do the same fucking thing.
Absolutely.
Sorry, go on.
No, that's okay. I think what you were saying about us being intimidating, I mean, we're being honest. It's just like a guy, you know. Guys will say, you know, how can I say this? You know, I mean, that they like all women. But come on, guys, we all know everyone has their thing that they like. Mm-hmm. You know, no one loves seeing stretch marks. I shouldn't say that. I'm sure that's a fetish out there. I shouldn't say that.
Probably.
I'm sure it's a fetish. But most guys, you know, want this young, supple, slender body. Come on, you know?
Sure.
But
no.
At the same time, they're, you know, with their
absolutely
your partner.
But just the same way that there are people who are afraid, are afraid to go out for what they really want. There's also those of us who are really afraid of trying to dirty talk and misstepping and getting laughed at.
But what we're saying is we wouldn't
do that. The humiliation whore is afraid of being laughed at? That's funny.
That is interesting.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
But
I love how red she's gotten. It's adorable.
I'm sorry. Continue. What?
See? It sounds like it's a win-win for you.
Well, try
to dirty talk, fail, and then here's the real life scenario. What would happen? She tried to dirty talk. She'd fail. I'd laugh at her, and then I'd, you know, like fucking grab her by her neck and throw her down and shove her face into the bed and be like, "Oh, this is what you want, fucking bitch." And then she'd be like, "Oh," and now she can't think.
Exactly. I'm so jealous. I need more humiliation in my life. I keep saying that over and over again.
But
people are terrified to humiliate you.
Well, they should be, because they can't. And just like, it's just like I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get all these tweets from these idiots going, "Hey, baby, I want to slide my big cock in your cunt." No, dude, it doesn't work like that. Mm-mm. You can't tweet dirty talk me. Well, there's a handful that can, but you know who you are. If you don't know who I'm talking about,
I know
fuck
who
off.
They are.
Anyways, I'm just saying that it's, you know, it has to be the right dynamic, and you shouldn't be afraid of your partner laughing at you, because it should be a trusted partner that you're comfortable with. And
wait, are you saying we should only have sex with people we trust?
No. No. I'm saying that you should only put yourself out there in a vulnerable position with someone that you trust.
Bingo. I think that that's a huge component of dirty talk.
Absolutely.
And I think, and it's funny, because here's what it boils down to me, is that dirty talk reveals some of our darker tendencies. And most of us are very frightened to reveal our darker tendencies to people, and especially those that are going through this kinky journey. And some people are darker than others. And this thought that I'm going to be shunned by somebody that I actually care about.
Right.
Because deep down, God, there's something wrong with me. We all have that concern. There's something wrong with me because I like that. And that's wrong. You know, in the global dynamic of the world, that's wrong. So I think that sense of trust, even those that are married have issues with revealing this, because let's say you've been married for 10 plus years and you've never explored these things, and now all of a sudden you want this and your partner's never heard of it. You know, it's a very scary thing. So to that point.
Sorry, my mom just called me.
Oh,
I was
mom.
Like, hi, yeah, Nancy. So she got declined.
To that point, it's not a bad idea to address in a very non-frightening location the concept of dirty talk. You know, even if it's not in during sex, or it could be just, you know, generically in bed before you go to bed or whatever. You know, just kind of talking about, you know, well, I heard on the Love Bite this thing about dirty talk. What do you think about that?
Totally.
You know, whatever it takes to kind of start the conversation, or, oh yeah, my girlfriends were talking about this dirty talk thing. I was wondering how you feel about that. I don't know anybody who actually dislikes it. Do you?
Well, not dislike, but maybe feels uncomfortable.
Doing it or receiving it? See what I'm asking? Because that's a big question.
I think doing it.
But doesn't it have to go both ways? I mean, how would you feel if you were like talking to your partner and they're just not receptive? They don't respond.
Okay, here's my thing. I get the people. My point is, I don't know anybody who doesn't like dirty talk. I get that people don't like or are unfamiliar or not comfortable with giving it, but they like to receive it. And it's about a comfortability. If they became more comfortable, they might be willing to give it, you know, on a minor basis, on a, you know, talking about their breasts, their cock, their pussy, their ass, whatever. But it's usually about a comfortability. It's not that they don't think that it's sexy. It's that they don't feel that they are sexy doing it. But if they did feel sexy, if they started having that comfortability, that muscle was flexed more and more, then they might ultimately become like, yeah, I can do this. I can, you know, a little bit. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Yeah. That's what I said. I think baby steps is the way to go with it. I have a question here. Someone wants to know, how does a newbie know if they've crossed the line? And if so, tips on recovering. It's kind of interesting.
Wow. Well, you know, generally there's a change in the energy.
Yep.
If you've crossed a line, especially with a woman, there's a change in the energy. I mean, I don't know if this is a male or a woman.
This is a male.
Either on either side, there's something, it's an ever so subtle change.
Right.
So be aware, number one. And then it's okay to have a postmortem discussion. And I know that's weird, but it's okay to. I mean, why can't we discuss these things? This fact of communication is important.
Or, you know, it's something as simple as laughing it off. You know, you said
something. I wouldn't.
Well, depending on what it was. If it was, well, I guess I'm coming more from the point of I said something completely outrageous and ridiculous that was not sexy at all. You know?
I'm thinking if you've crossed a line. Like you, I don't know, let's say somebody has issues, choking. You know, let's say that, you know, you joked about choking somebody and somebody had a history of a negative experience with that and that flipped on them. You know, I think that laughing it off is a mistake. I think that, you know, having some sort of a, hey, so we did some kind of new racy things tonight. Was there anything that I could have done differently or better or to make you enjoy it more?
Absolutely.
I think that's a very fair thing. And it's also difficult sometimes for people to be really honest.
And I would say don't give up. You know, so many people have the tendency, they try something and there's maybe it's awkward or whatever. And then they're just like, I'm done. I never want to do that again. And they throw in the towel. And I would say I have a friend right now who is dating a guy who had a bad anal sex experience. I don't even want to know what happened, but I just know it was bad. And so
I know people that got guys like that.
Yeah. And so she's like, I want it in the ass, you know, and she's working with him to try to like get over his fear. Of course she contacts me because
anal sex.
Yeah. Anal sex. You know, she needs to know the douche or not the douche, the enema and all that stuff. but anyways, you know, he just gave up on it. And it's like, no, that's just because you had a bad experience. It's okay. Weird, yucky stuff happens in the bedroom. And that's what the shower's for.
Right.
And there can be a shower for words, a cleansing. I don't know. I just totally made that up.
Wow. That was wow.
I don't know.
That was
Subgirl getting philosophical. I should never fucking do.
Awesome.
Ever.
I love it. Ever. I love it when you do that. You impact my life in a positive way.
You're so silly.
No, I mean, I think
that's where I go with dirty talk.
You know, my observation of dirty talk and of people that I know that participate in the dirty talk in general. Men want to be worshipped. Men want to feel needed and desired. And they enjoy having somebody beg them to give the woman what they have. We're talking heterosex at this point.
Right.
I don't know how about lesbian dirty talk. I don't know how that works. Fuck, I apparently have more research to do. So men in general enjoy that component, that they want to be, you know, admired for their sexual prowess. And in general, of the people that I know, women enjoy being objectified and, you know, demeaned.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because a lot of these women that I know are very strong feminists and they still enjoy that component. So... and I, in fact, enjoy it from time to time, but not often. So it's not that it's one of those things. You can't look at somebody and be like, well, they're a submissive, well, they're a dominant, well, and then automatically you'll know what they want or what they don't want. That's oversimplifying it. Again, it has everything to do with the parties and with the situation and even with the moment, because one moment can be one thing and one moment can be another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one thing that's happened to me over the years is, it started with like, oh, well, let's spice this up and let's make it sexier and implement, you know, dirty talk in the bedroom. And now it's hard for me to not have it.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's almost like a, what do you call it? Like a fetish or like, I wouldn't say I need it to get off, but there's times where like, we'll have sex and it'll be fast and like, I'll get off and my husband will be like, wow, I didn't even have to say anything to you. Like he's surprised now. I think that's kind of interesting. Like you develop maybe like you get desensitized.
Sure.
You're looking at me like, no, maybe it's just me.
No, 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 no. No. I mean, we all have those moments. We all have those moments. But I'm curious, does that mean that you've had kind of some sort of thing that's running around in your head throughout the day or leading up to that moment that had gotten you to a point where you were so peaked that
probably
it would happen. I mean, that happens to me. Absolutely. Like probably. If my mind is saturated in sex all fucking day and cause I know I'm going to have some sex that night or something's going to happen or whatever, then I've given myself, 12 hours of foreplay.
Do you mean that there's times where you're not completely saturated with sex all day long?
Believe it or not, there are moments when I have professionalism. You would be surprised.
I teach me. I struggle.
Yeah. No. I mean, there's always sex somewhere, but truth of the matter is life is life. I mean, when you're life. At work,
yep. Work, you know, kids,
exactly.
Grandma,
life,
grad, whatever.
Cleaning. Yeah. Unlike Nancy, I don't get off on the cleaning.
Me either. Well, I would if...
My living room needs to be cleaned, damn it.
I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Living room needs to be cleaned. Maybe we should have like a ramen exchange for cleaning.
Well, you'd have to ask the
boss. Of course I would.
You know what? If you're going to wax her, I think that's a reasonable payment.
Ooh.
Because wax is not free.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
That's a reasonable payment.
We'll work something out.
Yay.
And she has to wear the apron.
Does she have her own apron?
She has the cutest white Etsy. It's like a pinafore.
I have an apron.
Like she can wear that and nothing else. And fuck yeah.
I want us to get dressed up in aprons. What happened to our dress up day? We have to do that.
You guys can clean the house and dress up in aprons when I'm there. That's fine.
Will you boss me around and tell me to clean, though?
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, because I won't do it.
Let's embrace it as a scene in the moment.
Let's do it. Yeah.
We can do that. Because I know you could do that in the moment. But
someone has to boss me and tell me to do it. Otherwise, forget it.
I like this plan. I like bossing.
Can you boss like really hard, boss? Because sometimes, because there's a difference really between, hard. There's a difference between, suck my cock to bitch, get down on your knees and suck it hard. You know what I mean?
No, I get that. And the challenge is that like when you're cleaning my house, I'm cleaning my house too. I'm almost always cleaning at the same time because there's a lot to do.
Of course.
It's kind of a biggish house. There's shit that needs to be cleaned up. So it's not one of those, and sometimes I'm just like, well, I'm just going to sit here and play a video game while you clean. Vacuum around me or whatever. Which happens. It's fantastic. Rosa, ¿dónde está?
That happens.
That fucking happens.
Too many times to count.
Oh my God, I would love that.
And then she broke my vacuum one time.
I did not break it.
And I got really loud and yelled at her in English.
How else would you yell at me?
Because you were Rosen. You don't speak English.
Totally broke. You broke character.
Yeah, she lost the character.
It happens.
Anyway,
it happens.
What were we saying? Okay, so this, for example, this that we're talking about, this cleaning thing. Why that can still qualify under the whole dirty talk component? Because I can guarantee you, after that cleaning thing, she'll be all like, she'll be like a wet fucking mess. Because occasionally, if she's cleaning, one time she's cleaning my shower. This was fun. So she was cleaning my shower and I just turned the water on her while she was bent over there scrubbing the floor. And I was pointing out to places that she missed. It was awesome. It was so fucking demeaning. And then I reached under there and stuck my finger in her pussy. And I was like, you're so fucking white. You're such a whore.
Oh,
and I walked away.
God.
She was just like,
oh my God.
That's
I'm
dirty talk,
so
people.
Jealous. That is dirty talk.
That's
and that
dirty
is
talk.
Hot.
Is it dirty talk if the recipient of said statement is like left in silence because you don't know what the fuck else to do because you're just like,
That's how I like them though. I like them to just shut the fuck up and take it.
That gave
bad
me
bad person.
No, but you know what? That gave me an idea. What if for a couple who was maybe struggling with it and the one partner like wasn't ready to reciprocate, but they were completely comfortable being spoken to make it less awkward, they were gagged. Just gag them. That way they can't talk. That way there's no weirdness.
There's
like,
no weirdness.
She's not talking to me. She's not responding or whatever.
She can't respond or he can't respond.
Or he can't respond.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Gag. And in that particular scene, I had a vision of that gag with the toilet bowl cleaner. At the end, that way she could continue her cleaning whilst being fingered and called a dirty cleaning lady.
Yeah.
Rosa.
Dirty cleaning lady.
Dirty whore cleaning lady. Filthy cum slut Rosa.
Stupid fucking little whore.
She loves it.
Mexican little whore.
And now that, okay, now that's a perfect example. That might be something which would be crossing a line for someone.
Absolutely. Some people don't like race play.
Right. Some people wouldn't like race play. Yeah.
Thankfully, Nancy and I do.
I love, oh my God, being called like, oh, you're just a dirty little Jew whore and I'm going to take you into the showers. Oh my God. You don't even know. It makes me crazy.
Some people would be totally offended.
Right. But I know it's coming from a place.
Even non-Jews would be totally offended. They said shower? Well, I'm sorry, it's too soon.
I know, right?
Too soon.
No, I love it. You know, what is it? Look, it's so steamy in there. You're not even going to know it's coming out. Oh my God. I love it. I love it. And it is
you
such
guys,
a turn on.
I have such a crush on some girl. It's stupid.
She's so awesome.
What? I have such a crush on you because you're so awesome all of the time.
I'm really
Didn't
not.
Didn't I tell you this at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
You did. That's right. We were talking at 4 a.m. That's right. We were.
We came to this determination, all three of us, that we should have our phones taken away from us when we're drinking.
Yes.
Because we all do and say things that ultimately we regret.
Oh my God.
But I don't regret being on the floor right now. And if I had to suck a cock tonight, I wouldn't regret it.
I wouldn't regret it either.
Why would you regret it?
I wouldn't regret that at all. I would enjoy that greatly. Please.
Just saying.
Please. I'm sorry.
I'm fascinated by this whole cock sucking thing.
Wait, but
so here it's just yeah. And it's she just randomly out of the blue she goes. You know, we ended up talking about 21, which is a complication, former sub and friend and whatever.
An enigma,
and I love him to death. But so then Nancy loves him too, even though she's never met him. And she's just randomly, you know, she's out drinking, I'm out whatevering. And she goes, I what did you say? I'll blow him? Or did you say I'll suck him?
If you pass me my phone, I'll tell you. I'm pretty sure I said that I'd blow him.
Yeah, she said. And then I was like, 21? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, okay, then do it. She's like, when? And that was it. It was off.
Done.
It was off. So it's supposed to happen tonight. I don't know. He doesn't want to defile her sweet innocence. She's such a fucking whore. There is no sweet innocence to defile.
I think I feel like that's kind of a complex. I feel like that's why a dirty talk is a little bit difficult for me. Because I, number one, I wouldn't know where to begin. And it just like it seems like so out of character for me. Does that make sense?
I just came up with an assignment for you. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Are you thanking me?
Well, I like it. Thank you for giving me the inspiration to give you an assignment. Yes. Why can't I thank somebody? Fuck. I'm not a rude mistress.
I don't know. I think for me, like dirty talk means, you know, just these proclamations of like, I would blow this guy for you.
That's dirty talk?
No, that's...
No, I know it's not dirty talk.
That's just outstanding, amazing, slutty, whorish service.
Okay, but wait a minute. But here's where you could use it in dirty talk. So, you know, you're having sex with someone and you say, you know that would turn your partner on for you to blow this guy. So in the middle of sex, you say, you know, I've been thinking about so-and-so and I think I'd really like to suck his cock and have you watch.
That was pretty hot.
See? That's like me.
You know how like I outsource my beatings to you? Can I also outsource dirty talk to you?
That would be odd.
That would be like, weird. What was the movie with, it was the Steve Martin and Daryl Hannah.
You mean the Hannah. Cyrano de Bergerac
Thank you.
Bastardization
yeah,
called
exactly.
Roxanne?
Remember, yes. And the one guy was telling the other guy how to talk.
Yes, Cyrano, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't work ever. It's awkward.
It doesn't. It is. It's awkward. And when you add sex to it, it's even more awkward.
It would be
That's very weird.
You're like texting me in the middle of sex, asking me what to
that
say.
That would disturb me.
It would be
especially
odd.
Especially if I was the one that was the sex that was happening with. That would be weird.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
Yeah. No, I think that to speak to Jen's point earlier and to the caller's point, you start with, really where you start with is what do you want?
Yep.
What do you want? You know what? And guess what? You can be fucking dirty. It's okay to say, you know, I want to lick your pussy. You know what are some of the hottest things ever? Like in the middle of nothing, I can't wait to taste you. That's fucking hot.
You mean not even during sex?
Not even during sex.
You're sitting
middle
there.
Middle of the goddamn day. middle of whatever, I can't wait to taste you. I can't wait to lick your juices off my finger. I can't wait, you know, to feel your tongue on A, B, C, D, whatever. That's hot.
Well, here's a question, Nancy. How do you ever like text stuff like that? Are you comfortable texting or emailing?
No.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
It's like, yeah.
You wouldn't think she was such a little whore, but she is.
That's interesting.
Nobody believes you.
It's like I need to put like shots of tequila in her for her to fucking like
Nobody
be honest.
Nobody believes you.
A lot of people true, have trouble verbalizing themselves, but they're totally comfortable, you know, texting or emailing or, you know, writing it even.
I think I'm always very afraid of sounding very awkward because especially with her, like for me, like I come from a more of a romantic, like chivalrous kind of feel. And, that's not necessarily what she wants, but that's just where I...
But at the same time, you think it's hot, though. When you hear the stuff that I say to my husband, you think it's hot, so...
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't feel like I have that dynamic. Like, I don't... Like, that's lacking. Like, I don't have that at all. Like, this is just missing from me. But it seems so natural for you. You know, like, it just seems like it's something like, why, of course, why wouldn't she say that?
But it didn't used to be that way. I mean, it took us years to go from, oh, that feels good, to, yeah, daddy, I'm going to pick up one of my friends from school and bring her home for you to fuck. I mean, there was a lot of years between here and there. Quiet. I know they're all looking at me. Hi, guys. Hi. They're like, oh, that girl's back. Yeah. Yeah, we remember her from last time.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it is. It's something that you need to practice. I mean, for you... Little Miss Sweet Nancy.
See, you
fucking
say
roll
that.
My eyes.
They don't believe you when you say
she's
that.
She's not sweet. God damn it. Anyway, so for you, like let's just talk vanilla sex. What are you, do you say anything during vanilla sex?
I don't.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I'm what?
Super quiet.
Like, do you make sounds?
Yeah, I'll make sounds.
But you don't say anything?
I don't say anything.
Do you ever say that feels good?
Nope.
Fuck.
I don't.
I wouldn't come back. I wouldn't.
Okay? I wouldn't either.
Clearly, that was not enjoyable for them. So therefore, you know, and I like the sounds and I like feedback, so I'm just going to go, you know?
What's the number if someone wants to call in?
800-893-9562. Awesome. 800-893-9562.
Thank you.
But, you know, yeah, that's important. Say something, anything, especially like it feels good. That would be disturbing.
I would have a really hard time if I was with someone that was just totally quiet. I would think mm-hmm. they weren't enjoying themselves or mm-hmm.
Well, but okay.
I don't even mind the ooh yeah baby. So like the waiter, for example. The waiter.
The waiter.
Backstory, mistress picked up a waiter.
I picked up a waiter. The waiter, he's a nice guy, but like during sex, he's, you know, he's all like, you know.
Wait, did you have sex with the waiter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've had sex with the waiter.
I don't know. I just, sorry. Okay.
Yes, I've had sex with the waiter.
Really?
Yes. He's cute.
Oh, my God.
You would be impressed.
Ooh, I think we have a call.
Really? We're talking about the waiter now. Anyway, so real quick before we take a call.
Before we take a call.
So, like, for things, like, you know, it's vanilla sex and stuff, well, quasi-vanilla, anyway, and he'll say things like, you know, oh yeah, baby, you know, like, you like that big fucking dick in you, and sometimes I'm like, uh-huh, yeah, baby, you know, and then sometimes I'm like, yeah, I do, it just depends on my mood, so.
Wow.
Everything depends on my mood. That's why I'm an awful person, I'm going to hell. Oh, I don't believe in hell, yay.
Yay!
Anyway, we have a caller. Thanks for calling the Love Bite.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so I was calling, and I don't want to hijack your show or anything, but so I'm kind of new to the kink lifestyle, and this girl I've been dating, she's really into consensual non-consent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, without creating a specific time and place and saying, okay, we're going to meet here, and this is when it's going to happen, because that kind of ruins the mood, I guess I could use some tips on... You know, I think this expands on dirty talk, making that happen.
Consensual non-consent?
Yeah.
That goes into a whole kind of rape fantasy scene, which, you know, if you're it's one thing in the moment to have kind of a quasi like rape fantasy, you know, where it's not something that you've planned, where you're kidnapping or whatever. There's a whole component. That's a much broader subject, which we've kind of addressed in the past. And I'm not saying that I won't address it, but if you can tweet us or something, I can find some resources for you, which would probably be better.
I would say, I think it's really important to start slow. So it could be, you know, and it could be something as small as, you know, during sex, you just hold, and of course you have to talk about limits and all that stuff, but you just hold her arms back and you just say to her, like I said earlier, you know, do you like this? Do you like it when I hold you down? And start small. And if she's responsive, then you work your way up. I think that it's much better to come from that point than to just go into some crazy scene where, like you said, you might go too far and she's unhappy and then you feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, for something like that, that requires a great deal of negotiation, like a lot of it. If you're really new to it, I mean, do your research in a big, big way, because you can actually hit on a lot of emotional landmines with that.
Yeah, but you can definitely start with just the talk stuff too, you know, and just start with little stuff. You know, how do you like it when I hold you down?
And definitely, there are things like that, you know, and then if it's consensual, non-consent, and, you know, you can switch it up within the confines of a particular evening where, you know, let's say, you know, you flip her over and kind of force her to have more rough sex than she might normally force in that consensual non-consent kind of thing. So that's what I would say.
That sounds perfect.
All right.
Actually.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do we have another caller? Okay, no, I don't know. That's what Jen said. I don't have the computer in front of me, and because Nancy's at my feet, she doesn't have the computer in front of me.
And I don't know what I'm doing. So
yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Just sit there and look pretty. You do that pretty well.
Sit there and look pretty and talk smutty. Talk some smut, baby. Talk some smut. Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes here's my thing. Kind of get in touch with your inner darkness.
Oh. He says yes.
And hold on, I'm talking. Why do they always call when I'm talking? Can't they just shut up?
Fucking rude.
Fucking assholes.
Respect for the mistress.
Who the fuck do they think we are? Oh, wait, sorry. Anyway. My tip would be, you know, kind of like get in touch with your inner darkness for a moment. And you know what? Let one line out of that just kind of, you know, tip your toe in for a little bit. And it's about what do you want done to you? Or what do you want to do to somebody else just for a moment? And then see how the reaction is, because sometimes that's some hot fucking shit.
Absolutely.
You know, I personally love to just randomly say, wow, I want to ass rape you.
And then you'll know that I'm responsive because fluid will come pouring out of my vagina.
Or I love the looks on people's faces like, wow, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, we have a caller.
Yay.
Hey, hi, welcome to Love Bite.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon. What you got?
Keywords.
Keywords.
When we're talking, when you're having conversation with that person and you're dialed in, I listen for keywords. And it'll be the strangest thing. It can be something minor, but you take that keyword and then you just poke for a second. And you'll get that reaction. And if you don't get what you're looking for, then you just back off and you'll wait for something else to happen. We were having a conversation yesterday, and it turned into that role play, and there's that mommy-daddy thing going on. And we've done the mommy a thousand times, never did the daddy.
Right.
And it was just, a text came across being a wise ass and was said to me, yes, daddy.
Being totally smart.
And then I took and I poked at that for a second. And there was an opening. And when I saw the opening, I pushed into the opening a little bit.
Wow.
You raped that opening.
You raped that opening.
Yeah, you embrace the opening. And
yeah.
You don't listen, today it's one thing. Tomorrow it's something complete. You know, we're gonna go from, you know, the daddy play to, you know, tying me up and hanging me from a, you know, from a noose off a chair while you play with yourself on the floor type. You never know what's going to happen. But if you close yourself off, then you're limiting yourself and you don't get to see what someone's really thinking.
Right, right. And that's, I think that's to the point of, you know, kind of getting in touch with your own filth, inner filth, and kind of embracing it and seeing if your partner, you know, wants to go on this dirty fucking Willy Wonka ride. You know, that's always
hot. Absolutely. Absolutely. But if you're out there and you're a guy and your girl is talking and you're listening, listen to the things she says. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other, because it's going to be that little thing that's going to show you the light to a different path that you may never have been on.
Right. And let me add to that. Thanks for calling Beast. I'm going to have him hang up on you because I have more to say.
Go.
But to add to that is that if you're a woman, don't wait for your, you know, partner to take the lead. Fuck, take the goddamn lead.
Absolutely.
Like, fucking own that shit.
We have, I think, another call. I don't know if we have
time. Another call? All right, hi, call number. You make it fast. We don't have much time. Welcome to Love Bite.
Hello. Oh, you hear me. Okay, great.
We do.
Hey, I'm calling in to say that there's a difference in talk also. There's vanilla talk, and then there's really naughty talk. And anybody that doesn't talk, they're just dead. I don't want that at all. But if you're going to have nice vanilla sex, then it's nice, you know, to hear them moaning and saying they like it and all that stuff. And I love to come when the woman tells me that she's ready and wants it, and that can be on vanilla sex or kinky sex. When it comes to the kinky sex, I'm going to just do it vanilla style until she starts talking naughty style, and then that's when I'm going to be flipping her over and taking her any which way.
Okay.
Good advice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, so there's no formula. I mean, it's sex is not formulaic. It should not be. And dirty talk isn't the same. It completely will vary from person to person, from partner to partner, because it has everything to do with themselves, with what they, you know, kind of really in the deep, dark recesses of our kinky fucking minds, what we want to do. And why not, you know, within this moment of some amount of protection, emotional protection, why would you not take advantage of that? You know, just try, reach out and touch, and then you're going to go further and further every single time.
And then you touch, and then you fuck.
And then you rape, and then, oh, wait, what, huh?
Fuck that hole. I don't know.
Well, this, you know what? I can't believe we're done. This was a fantastic,
this
fantastic
was a great
little show.
I'm kind of turned on now.
Right? This is nice. I can't wait to listen to back.
Yeah, because I'm down here sitting at Mistress's feet, I can see Sub Girl rubbing her thighs.
Oh my God. I totally am. I'm embarrassed. I know. She's all wet. I can totally feel it. And I'm sorry. I'm just pulling Nancy's hair real quick. Fuck. That was awesome.
That was a great show.
I really like that.
You
Dirty
should come
talk.
By more.
I'm sorry, what?
She should come by more.
Should she?
Please?
Ooh. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Like our Facebook page. Follow us on the Twitter at @the_love_bite. I'm Insidious Muse. The bitch I'm holding right now is Service Slut. The one across from me is @_sub_girl. We have a lot of awesome shit that we're doing and coming up, and we take requests. I may not grant them, but we take requests if you're interested in if there's something that you want to know. We're big believers in education and in kinkucation and all of that. And you know, thank you so much, Subgirl, for coming on.
My
fantastic
pleasure.
Fantastic
thank
show.
You.
Love this.
Yeah, I do too.
You need to say something.
Listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound